history nerds, it's me, Courtney, and welcome back to Hot Tea and History, short episodes but not short on the facts. So, grab your tea and let's talk about what fun historical event took place on January 18th. Also, another fun fact for today, it's our 1 year anniversary! Yay! So if you guys have been with me since the beginning, I just want to say thank you. You guys rock, and I'm still here. Sometimes I'm late, but I'm still here for you guys. Thanks. All right, so for today's fact, we're going to go back to 1996, when the MLB owners approve interleague play. On January 18th, 1996, Major League Baseball owners unanimously approve interleague play for the 1997 season. The owners' vote, which called for each team to play 15 or 16 interleague games, breaks a 126-year tradition of teams only playing games within their league during the regular season. In defending the move, acting MLB Commissioner Bud Selig told reporters, "We have the greatest tradition in the world, but tradition shouldn't be an albatross. This will be a tremendous success." He added he wasn't concerned if the World Series featured teams that had played each other during the regular season. "There's nothing in the Constitution that forbids it," he said. "I remember sitting at the Super Bowl last year and watching San Francisco play San Diego, and somebody said they played last November. There was no less interest." Some owners were initially skeptical of breaking tradition, but they all were swayed to make the big step. The MLB Players Association subsequently gave its approval. "Interleague games deserves a hard look," MLB Players Association leader Don Fair said. Interleague play was proposed as early as 1933 by Chicago Cubs owner Bill Veeck. It was proposed again in 1973 when the American League adopted the designated hitter, but the plan was rejected by the National League. On June 12, 1997, the San Francisco Giants beat the Texas Rangers 4-3 in the first interleague game. Thanks for listening to Hot Tea and History. Join me tomorrow to see what historical event took place. And remember to share my podcast with all your history-loving friends. Later, nerds.